Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined again this week by Adam Ronis, Fantasy Life on Sirius XM Fantasy. I've been keeping up with the Dub Club. He's been killing it with his Dub Club. We'll get into that a little bit later. Adam, I'm curious what you think of the landscape of the Houston Texan wide receiver room. D'Amico Ryan's foolishly kept Tank Dell in the game late, got him hurt, probably not going to play on Sunday. What do you think this means for the Texans receiver room?
Love Nico Collins this week. Now, I know he did pop up on the injury report with a hamstring issue today, so we'll have to see the extent of that. But he's been crushing it. Jacksonville is decimated in the secondary. They've been getting carved up. They play a lot of man-to-man, which Nico Collins thrives in, and his prop is in the mid-70s this week. He's gone over that easily. I know last week it came late in garbage time as they tried to get him that touchdown late in the end zone when C.J. Stroud came out, but this looks like a great spot for Nico Collins. And, you know, you take Tank Dell out, it's great for Collins, Diggs, and even Dalton Schultz.
Adam, we're looking at the injuries from week to week. What significant injuries are you keeping an eye on, and what should people be aware of there?
Oh, how much time do we have? It's a long, long list. Bijan Robinson popped up on the injury report today. You don't like to see that. But the Eagles, we know it's A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith likely not going to play. And I don't see anyone that benefits in the wide receiver core. I think it'll be a heavy run game with Saquon Barkley. Of course, Dallas Goedert, one of the best plays at tight end this week. We're trying to see if Jordan Love will return this week. My guess is yes. Deebo Samuel was on the practice field today, so that would not be good if you picked up Juwan Jennings this week. But, yeah, there's just so many injuries right now. Deontay Johnson, who we feel so much better about after Andy Dalton stepped in last week and made that look like an NFL offense. I mean, Deontay Johnson's prop was in the 40s last week. It's gone up 20-plus yards, which you usually don't see. He was on the injury report today with a groin issue. So there's a lot to keep an eye on. And I'll just say this. So people are always panicking about setting their lineup on a Thursday. You need to relax. We still have a couple of days. Obviously, Friday is the key day for injury reports. If a guy doesn't practice on Friday, it's not good. So just worry about the players you have in tonight's game, the Cowboys and Giants. Put the guys you want in your lineup in the receiver or running back position. Never put a Thursday night player in your flex because you lose flexibility. Worry about that, and you have a couple of days. You have all the way until Sunday morning to figure these things out. Also, Trey McBride with a concussion. That is a big one since the tight end position. So like I said, we can keep talking about injuries the whole time, but I know you guys are limited on time.
Adam, so we've seen the Dolphins wide receivers production plummet since Tua obviously had his concussion a few weeks ago. Tyreek Hill, 3 catches in back-to-back games. Not great for Jaylen Waddle either. I mean, it feels dirty to say, well, we bench Jaylen Waddle, we bench Tyreek Hill until Tua comes back. But how are you handling these Dolphins wide receivers until Tua gets back?
Yeah, Jaylen Waddle has got to go to the bench, and I have him on one team, and I gave him a chance last week. It did not work out. I am putting him on the bench. His production takes even more of a hit without Tua. Now, with Tyreek Hill, he's tricky because you drafted him early in the first round. You don't want to bench a player you took that early. What you have to do is just understand the expectations are way lowered. I think it's about 11 points he's averaging without Tua. So in a lot of situations, if you're in a competitive 12-team league, you're likely starting him. There could be a scenario where you have Rashee Rice, Malik Nabers, and Chris Godwin, and Tyreek Hill. In that scenario, and you need 3 of those 4, that's where I'm benching Tyreek Hill. I don't know how many people are in that situation, but Tyreek Hill's not a must-start. You know, Deontay Johnson, if he's healthy, I'm playing over him. So he's more of in the wide receiver 2 category where it's clear the production is not there without Tua.
Speaking of that Panther receiver room, you bring up Johnson. Adam Thielen lands on the IR. Is Xavier Legette worth the look?
Absolutely, in a deeper format. I think if you're like a 12-team league with 18 roster spots or more, for sure, because this offense is just clicking right now. It's one game, but still, it was impressive. They went on the road in Vegas and just stomped them. And look at the matchup they get this week, the Cincinnati Bengals. Everyone saw it on Monday night. That defense is horrendous right now. They're a team we want to pick on. So this is another good matchup for the Panthers offense, and we'll get an opportunity. So not a must start, but if you are hurting at receiver and he is available or you already picked him up, he's certainly under consideration.
All right, Adam, I got to ask. The Red Rocket Rifle had a hell of a week. Is Andy Dalton a guy you should be grabbing real quick to try and make up for some of your woes at quarterback?
I don't think so. In most leagues where you start one quarterback, you likely have a better option. We might get Jordan Love back. Sam Darnold, I would still start over him. We saw Caleb Williams a little bit better last week. You do have to take into account the Bears ran 40 more plays than the Colts last week. So when you look at all those stats, you know, that's something I always look at, plays run. If you just look at the box score and see the stats, that can make your expectations be misconstrued for the following week. But the Colts just were not on the field at all. So I don't think he's a must pick up. Obviously, if you're in a league, super flex league, or one that starts two quarterbacks, he's probably picked up already. But I'm not ready to put him in that top 12 conversation yet.
Adam, difficult question. Question for a friend, let's say. Patrick Mahomes has just not been good this year, and he really wasn't good the second half of last year for fantasy either. Right now we're looking at quarterback finishes on the week 10 or lower each week this season. Are you at the point with Patrick Mahomes where you have kind of gone past the idea that his production is going to bounce back until they get another game-breaking wide receiver and maybe start to look to trade Patrick Mahomes?
I have Mahomes in two leagues. One's a super flex league. I'm not ready to bench him yet. I know that's been talked about a lot this week. And yes, last year I saw it. You could see that offense wasn't good. I am surprised by this. Even with Hollywood Brown out, I thought with the way Rashee Rice is playing and Xavier Worthy, who they really haven't used enough yet, and maybe they need to manufacture more touches for him. Travis Kelce, obviously not the same player, off to a really slow start. So I am stunned by this, because I thought Mahomes was going to go off this year, and it just has not happened yet. I'm not ready to bench him, though. I know a lot of people are ready to... I can't play Sam Darnold over him yet. Just like, I know how good Darnold has been, but I'm not there yet. Maybe in a couple weeks. Now, this game against the Chargers, the problem with this game is Chargers have so many injuries. Two tackles, Justin Herbert, even if he plays, how good is he going to be? Like, they shouldn't have started him last week. So the problem with this week, I don't know if it's good gauge because they might be in control of this game and they might not need Mahomes to do much. But you have to figure Kelce will get better. I was staying away from Kelce this year because he had 5 touchdowns last year in the regular season. He didn't reach 1,000 yards. People forgot about that because he was so dominant in the postseason. And it feels like he might be salvaging or saving himself for the postseason, which you never want to do. But it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They can do that.
Yeah, it's been a blank space for Travis Kelce this year. What about the running back room? We saw Carson Steele take a majority of those carries. Is he somebody you're willing to start?
If you're in a desperate situation, and we all, if you play in multiple leagues, you probably have at least a team or two that is. I know I do. I would rank him the highest this week of the Chiefs running back. Kareem Hunt likely going to be active. I just don't know how much they're going to use him. What's his football shape? So I'm keeping an eye on it, but they did give him 17 touches. He had 72 yards. He had a couple of opportunities near the goal line. So it looks like he's going to be at least the goal line back. So of the Chiefs running backs for this week, I feel best about Carson Steele.
How do you feel about the New Orleans offense after the explosion against Dallas? They looked like they were really struggling without Taysom Hill and weren't quite as effective. How do you feel about them this week?
I feel better about them. I know last week was awful, but I think the Eagles came up with a really good game plan, and the Saints lost 2 offensive linemen in that game with Eric McCoy out. That hurts. Ruiz left the game as well. So those are 2 big losses, and I felt they stuck with the run way too long. It was not effective. Kamara had 26 carries. I know Rashid Shaheed was the big disappointment. He did have 6 targets. He had a couple of end zone targets, just couldn't corral a couple of those passes. They weren't easy, but he takes one in. You feel better. He still had a 26% target share. So I think the Saints offense will be fine.
Adam Ronis from Sirius XM Fantasy Life joining us on the Killer Bees. Adam, we're all desperate for tight ends right now. As you mentioned earlier, Travis Kelce's been a disaster this season. You haven't got what you wanted out of Sam Laporta, Mark Andrews, Gustas last week. But a couple of surprises broke out with Cole Kmet and the guy you mentioned earlier, Dallas Goedert. But it's a curious situation. I'm curious what you would do with those, because both guys are on teams with kind of a crowded wide receiver group where you're not sure how much target share they'll get from week to week. Are you making moves on Cole Kmet and Dallas Goedert, or how are you handling the tight end shortage right now?
Look, Goddard's a must-play this week just because A.J. Brown and Smith are likely out. Now, they have a bye in week 5, so I'm guessing we'll see Brown and Smith in week 6. So you might have a one-week window where you feel great about playing Goddard. Cole Kmet is a concern because it looks like Keenan Allen could be back this week. He was on the practice field yesterday. So if you have Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Romo Odunze, and that's why I didn't draft Cole Kmet this year. And here's the other thing. Everyone is panicking about their tight end. They're all going to the waiver wire. And look how it's worked out. After week 1, who was the big pickup? Isaiah Likely. What did he do in week 2? Nothing. Week 3, who was the big pickup? Hunter Henry. People put him in the lineup. What did he do last Thursday night? Nothing. This past week, Cole Kmet, he was the big pickup. What is he going to do this week? I don't know if it's going to be good. So we're all hurting at tight end. Unless you have Brock Bowers, Jake Ferguson, maybe even a Dalton Kincaid, and George Kittle I don't even know about. Because if Deebo is healthy and Ayuk starts to get his conditioning, Kittle's not going to go up every week. So we are all hurting at the position. Everyone's searching for answers. But a lot of times when you pick up that flavor of the week off the waiver wire, that tight end doesn't do well the next week.
How seriously are we taking Roschon Johnson?
So not too seriously, because the Bears' offensive line is a mess. I know everyone's upset with DeAndre Swift, but if you go back and look, especially on that fourth down play, there were like 3 Bears linemen laying on the field and 5 Colts all after DeAndre Swift. And yes, he's been extremely inefficient, under 2 yards per carry. I did pick him up in 2 leagues. Like one of them, I'm just decimated. I lost Kenneth Walker. I have Jerome Ford and Tajay Spears. So in a situation like that, yeah, I'm going to spend some money and take a chance, because they've already talked about how Roschon Johnson will get an opportunity. So I don't know if he's the answer, but if you are desperate at running back, I am picking him up. I actually might start him this week, and I'm expecting to be disappointed.
Adam, before you get out of here, we talked about it earlier, but you've been hot. Tell everybody about the Dub Club.
Yeah, you can check out my Dub Club. You can get a 3-day free trial, or hit me up on Twitter in the DMs, at Adam Ronis. I'll get you a discount if you're listening to the show. I give out picks for NFL, MLB, and the NBA, which is coming up. So that's all included for one price. So hit me up on Twitter, at Adam Ronis.
Appreciate the time. Adam has always been killing it with the Dub Club, so check them out there. Also, you can catch them Fantasy Life on Sirius XM Fantasy, and the Twitter's easy. It's at Adam Ronis.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.